I was born. Can you hear? 1895 in Victoria County. And the children of the day are like rich folks the size we was when we come up. Because we didn't have sofas and lounge chairs and studio couches to sit on, television to listen at, radios to play. We had boxes and barrels, kegs and little boxes and benches. And we didn't have innerspring mattress and springs and nice beds and dresses and things like the children got today. We had two buffos nailed side the wall and then legs put on it and then put slats on it. And then our mattress was either a chuck mattress, a hay mattress, a moss mattress. That's what we slept on. And we didn't have no heating stove. We didn't have no electric lights. We had oil lamps and wood stove and a chimney made out of clay and mud and moss and sticks. That's what we warmed with in the wintertime.
Were y'all living on a farm?
Yeah. Yeah. And we was living on a farm. And children were, is that all right?
What about school?
And children went to school. We didn't have all what the children got now. From the first grade to higher as they went, all of them went to the same school, and the same teacher taught them all. Taught them what they want them to know.
How was schools? I mean, what grade was it? Did they finish in?
I don't know.
About the eighth.
About the eighth grade.
Eighth grade.
Mm-hmm. And
did they have all y'all in one classroom?
Yes. Didn't have a one class. We didn't have no classroom. Had the church house.
Church house.
Yes, that's where I had school at, in the church house. Had school all the week and church on a Sunday in the church house. Is that putting it on the paper? Is it on that paper then?
What about religion, you know, church? Y'all attend church very regularly?
We attend the church every Sunday.
Kids don't do that now.
No, they don't do it. We went to church every Sunday. And the old folks would cook at home and bring the food. And if it had a little baby, mom and them want to go in that Sunday morning, I stayed out there and taking care of the children. And when time to feed them, I'd get up in the wagon and get the food and feed them all. And then I'd put the baby to sleep. And then after dinner, when church started, then we would go to church. Then we'd all go into church house. But the times done changed. We all went to church. Now, the children go to church whenever they feel like it. If they want to go, they go, and if they don't, they won't go. And when I was coming up, we couldn't talk back to the older people.
What would happen?
Yeah. They'd whoop us. They'd whoop us. If I'd say an old woman, she'd whoop me, and then when I got home, She told Mama, Mama whooped me. That's what happened. Is that on that paper?
Grandma, did y'all have any troubles with the white?
No. No, we didn't have no trouble with
it. You know, like now today, the blacks call the whites honkies and peckerwoods.
No, we didn't. Y'all didn't call them any names. No, we didn't call them no names. We didn't have no trouble in those days. No, sir. We didn't have no trouble. We done what was right. And the way we farmed. Now, my dad, if he get through his crop first, then he'd go help the next one with their crop. You know, picking cotton and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then he'd go and help Grandma and them and all of them to pick cotton. And see, because I stayed with my daddy's mama and his grandma. Mm-hmm. And my daddy's grandma lived to be 110 years old.
What about, you know, the road condition back in those days? They all right?
No, they didn't have nothing but dirt roads.
Dirt roads.
Dirt roads. They didn't have no kind of gravel or nothing. Nothing but dirt roads. That's all they had. And mules and buggies and horses, that's what they had in those days. And when we moved to Refugio County, be 65 years, the 25th of December, I drove from Victoria County to Refugio County driving four mules hitched to a wagon.
Did they have them cars been by then?
Just a few people had, the few of the white folks had cars, wasn't no whole lot of cars then. Nothing but horses and buggies. Cause then when I got to Refugio County, I nursed for Jim Powell. And we would drive from Vidari to Refugio in a carriage. And I was nursing.
You nursing?
Nursing Miss Powell's daughter. And I was with them when their son born.
Who's Mr. Powell?
Jim Powell.
Is it?
He's dead.
Mm-hmm. What type of work was he doing?
He had a ranch. No, he had a ranch. And we get out there and ride horses, and I used to get out and ride horses and rope cattle, and get in the pen, throw calves, and my daddy would brand them while I hold them down, and get out in the pasture and rope steers and dock them, and pop would rope them and throw them. I'd get out and hold them till he'd get down. Then he'd get down and hold him till I docked him. Then he'd get back on his horse and put his foot out, and I'd step on his foot and get up behind it. And we didn't have, now you think, they got faucets, and all they got to do is turn on the hive and get water. We had to go to the river and had slides and haul water in barrels and bring it to the house. That's the way we got our water.
How did y'all, you said you living on a farm, but, you know, like for irrigation, how did y'all water the fields?
No, it didn't water no fields. Going to water got what God sent.
Really?
That's right. That's what they done. The only field watered what God watered, because we didn't water no field. And we didn't, we had to get out and kill rabbits and coons and all stuff like that. And at that time it was cold.
It didn't get that cold down here, did it?
Yes, it did. Good night. It was cold in September then as it is in dead winter now. Used to be an old man named Bill Tom. He used to sell killed beef and go around and peddle it. And Papa would buy a whole bunch of beef and he'd cut it up and make tassel out of it. and hang it on the line and dry it. You hang
some
it's beef, dried beef, and then it dried, and then he put it in a barrel and keep it. And then he, and you hang some on the line now and dried, think you're going to dry it, you have a bunch of maggots. See, it is just that cold when I was a child. And we had to wear out and slit underclothes to keep warm. And we didn't have a heating stove to set by. We had to have a fire in the fireplace. And when son was mama's baby, where she
that's
was
your older brother. That's Uncle John Henry.
Well, when he was a baby, mama was cooking, and she poured some grease in a bucket, and then she passed it over, gonna put it on the back of the stove, and see him? And the bottom fell out of the bucket, and all the grease waste on my leg, and I done like that, and run, got in a barrel Papa had sawed off out there for the horses to drink out of. And put my leg in there. Mom and them couldn't get me out until Papa got there. And
when
I was
y'all, you know, like when y'all got sick and things like that. Was doctor close by?
No, wasn't no doctor. Sister's the only one that went to a doctor in Victoria County. She got sick, and Mom and them. And Miss Emma Cloman and Papa taking her in the buggy. She couldn't even walk. And taking her in the buggy, don't know what was wrong with her. Taking her in the buggy and Cat drove from the San Antonio River to Fannin to the doctor and carried her to the doctor. And she's the only one that went to the doctor in Victoria County. And I never went to a doctor in my life until I went to an eye doctor to have some glasses made. And see, now they got all these tractors and they got all these things you can ride and plow with. And when I was a child, we had a sweep stop, and we had to go down one middle and come up another. That's the way we plowed. And when we broke up the land, we had two horses, two mules hitched to the plow, and we'd plow the ground, and then we'd we'd get through plowing, breaking it up, then we'd turn around and bed it, and then we'd plant it, and we had nothing but walking plows. And finally, when the riding cultivators come out, then Papa got him a cultivator and got two cultivators, and me and him cultivated everything.
Y'all went to a lot of dances back then, didn't you?
Huh?
Y'all partied hard back in those days.
Yeah, they went to dances, but you know what? When they went to dances, we went in a wagon.
In a wagon?
Yeah, and the children, just like my Uncle Hal, Papa's brother, who died, and he'd have a big dance. And Mama Cal's all there, and we'd all stay in the wagon.
What's the name of some dances y'all was doing back then?
What you call that? Swing to the right and swing to the left.
Square dance?
Square dance. That's what square dance, square dance, and two-step.
Two-step.
That's all they did.
Is two-step like the what we're doing today? And like the man, the boy and the female dance together real fast.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's something like that. Now you mean what I said is on that paper?
What about bootleg? Is there any bootleg?
No, bootlegging? No, you didn't hear no bootleg.
No bootleg.
No, the people when they wanted whiskey, they had to go plumb to Victoria to get some whiskey. And they brought it by gallons, by 5 gallons or a keg or any way they wanted. That's the way they bought the whiskey. And that's what they use for medicine in them days. Whiskey. Just like if you get sick, well, have a cold, they mix up some whiskey and honey and lemon juice and put it all together and warm it. And then they'd give it to you. That's the medicine you got.
That's all the medicine I got. What about for fevers? I remember one day when I was sick, y'all got some potatoes, hot potatoes, and placed it on my forehead. That's supposed to dry out the fever, right?
Well, them days they use bitter weeds.
Bitter weeds?
Yeah.
What kind of weed is that?
It's an old weed grow with white flowers on it. And they take that and boil it.
What?
They take that weed and boil it and then bathe you in it. Bathe you in it. And that's what they use for fever. We didn't have all this kind of disease and stuff back in them days. I don't know, but once somebody had a cancer back in them days, and that's old man Jimmy Sims. He's the one, he had cancer. And that's the only somebody had cancer. And they didn't know what a doctor was to deliver a baby.
Midwife.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. I delivered Pearly Mae. And I delivered Rodney's first wife, oldest child.
Isn't that against the law?
It wasn't against the law. No, it wasn't against the law. Well, all of Mama's children was delivered by midwives, because when son was born, Papa went to get Aunt Kate, and Mama told me to get her a bottle, and I got a bottle. And then she got in the bed, flat her back, and comes blowing in the bottom. I got near the bottom, got in the bed, and comes blowing in. And see, we didn't have walls between the rooms like they got now. We just had one room, and they just have a curtain hanging down between it. And so Mama and Papa come with Aunt Kate, and Aunt Kate come on in there, and after a while, son say, "Wah," and I say, "Y'all get up, Mama done had a baby." And Mama say, "John, get that gal out of here." And I'm standing right at the foot of the bed hollering, "She done had a baby." And and so Papa just died laughing. And when Olin was born, when he was born, we was in the field working and chopping cotton, and we had it done, and all at once Papa got the horse, the mules, and hitched into the wagon. I said, "Papa, where are you going?" I said, "Did somebody come and tell you something?" He said, "No." I said, "Well, we're just at dinner." I said, "Where are you going?" He says, "I'm going to take your mama to the house, say she's sick." So he takes Mama on to the house and packed on in and put her to bed. And she had me to get down and get the boxes out from under the bed. And then she told me to go to the lot where the other children was at. I went on down there, and old Sal was having pigs. And every time a pig would come, I'd catch him lame down. I know you don't want all that on that paper, do you? So Papa said, Papa come up. He said, "Daughter," say, "what are you doing?" I said, "What I'm doing." I said, "Look at the pigs I got there." And I had the pigs just piled up. I bet that's the easiest time those ever had, was having them pigs. Now, is that
about Grandma superstition? Y'all had any superstition back in those days?
Mm-mm.
I mean, like, if a black cat crossed your path bad luck. Mm-mm. Y'all didn't believe in superstition?
No, no, they didn't. They didn't have all that junk back in them days.
No ghost stories?
Huh? They had ghost stories.
You remember any of them?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what.
When we living down there on the Shelley Place.
Where's that at?
That's down that way, like going towards Oswell. Uh-huh. And, then that's where the ghost story. They said there's money buried down there somewhere.
Is the house still standing or what?
Yeah, I don't know if it is or not. And, cause O'Connor bought it. And a lot of times I'd be going in a big black dog.
A big black what?
Dog would come out and run at me. And I'd run and I'd come to the house and I'd tell Mom, Papa, I said, a big old dog got after me. And Mom and them never did see that dog. Nobody saw that dog but me. That's on. When you push it up that way.
That's on. What about murders back in those days? People kill each other very much?
Yeah, they kill. Because Cousin Nathan Kelly, he went to a dance one night and this cook boy got mad and he shot him. He shot him and Mr. Shorter, Henry, because Cousin Nathan had tried to get Papa to go. Is it on?
Mm-hmm.
They had tried to get Papa to go. So Papa didn't go. And Henry Shorter and them was gambling. And somebody went out there and told him that this cook boy had killed Cousin Nathan Kelly. And Mr. Shorter come on to the house. And this cook boy was standing there. He shot him, killed him, and got on his horse and rode to Victoria and gave himself up to the police and told them what he had done. Police sent him to penitentiary for so many years. I forgot how many years they sent him. And the next morning, Uncle Alf Jones, Hez's daddy, come down there and told Papa about Nathan Kelly getting killed last night. And see, Papa was supposed to go. Well, see, we glad Papa didn't go because it would have been more killing if he'd have been there. And so he did.
Tough, huh?
Mm-hmm. Because I can tell you one time, since we've been here in Woodsboro, and we were living out there across the railroad track on Toopsis Place, and old man Jones, a white man here, he was sick, and they got a white nurse, man nurse, out of Houston. And he just went around and meddled with the, see, we wasn't used to the white men meddling with colored women. So Mama and my daddy went down to Miss Toops's and they told me to go to town and get something. And so I went to town and got what they want and I started back and this man followed me. I walked fast and stayed ahead of him. And so when I got close to where Son and Olin was cutting cane for the hogs, well, I told him to bring me one of them cane knives. And then that old man come up and I whipped him with that cane knife. And then we whipped him on there and made him get through the fence. And then we got on the railroad track. And I made him bring me rocks, and every time I throw a rock, he'd hit the ground. And I rocked him. You reckon that's all right? And And I brought him on there, and when we got up there, where you come across the track, coming out to that road, well, the Peels, young Peels boys, all standing out there looking. And he wanted to go town. And I made him go down through the Color Street and then carried him up that street there by Doker. That's where I carried him. And then went on back home. My daddy put his gun on and I put a gun on. He went to come to town to see the sheriff about, will that be on there? He come to town to see the sheriff about, yeah, about him after me. And so we both had on guns. So mama said, John, so you going up there, say, you going to get killed. I said, well, if he get killed, I'm going to kill somebody too. He had a gun, I had a six shooter, and he had one. And we went on to town, and the sheriff wouldn't bother me. He said he was too mad and didn't bother neither one of us. And we walked right down the main street and went to the sheriff's office, and he didn't bother neither one of us because he said that man didn't have no business, bothering us. How's that?
Who was the sheriff back then?
Old Man Hasdaw.
Old Man Hasdaw?
Mm-hmm. Boo Boo's daddy. Now you want to hear?
Grandma, like back in those old days, like they used the word color. You know, like now,
mm-hmm.
generation change, you know,
mm-hmm.
we're proud of our black heritage.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all didn't call each other blacks.
Mm-mm.
You just say colored.
Right? Mm-hmm. That's right. We said colored. We didn't say black. We just said colored. And that was it. And we didn't have all this name, this generation gap, what they got now. And
what do you think about it?
Mm. I tell you what have changed when in those days the colored, they couldn't come in the white person front door.
They couldn't.
No, they had to go through the back.
They don't do that now.
No, they don't do it now. They go right in the front door. But in them days they had to go to the back. They didn't allow them to come in the front. And I work and I know what I'm talking about. I had to go through the back door to go into the house, and then had to work. But now you can go to the front door and knock on the front door. You can go in just as good as a white person can. It don't make no difference now. They just done changed. I think they're a whole lot more different in now than they was back then in the days when I was a child.
What do you think about the black movement today? I mean, now we're speaking for ourselves. We want more and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that. I mean, like...
Well, what I think they should do, they should allow the blacks opportunity just like they do the whites. For this reason why, it's just as many blacks got good education as the white have. And why not give them a job and let them prove to what they can do? But no, they don't want to do it. They got this generation gap. And they always talk about they don't want to bust the blacks to school and all of that. Well, now, when I was a child, you didn't hear that about that busting to... When
Grandma, I remember when I first started to school, I started an integrated school.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, before, they had a black school that was went up to about the 8th grade, and then they finished over there in Inferior.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't recall how the situation was back then. Can you tell me about it?
What, how the situation back when they in the 8th grade?
No. When I first started the school,
mm-hmm.
when the blacks started going to the white school. School,
that's what I'm fixing to tell.
Okay.
Mm. After they integrated the school, well, see, our schoolhouse, you know where the Spanish church is? Well, that was our schoolhouse. Mr. and Mrs. Davis was teaching. And so I come to town one Saturday evening. We were living out on Woods' Ranch. And I come to town one Saturday evening and about 5 o'clock. And I went in the store. And Mr. Gilbert Bainick asked me, he said, Rhoda, have you heard the news? I said, no, what news? Said, do you know all the Negroes is going down there to the white school? I said, yes, what about it? He said, you know what these Negroes, them Negro girls gonna be doing? I said, what? Say, they gonna be having babies by the white boys. I said, no. I said, that ain't what you scared of. You scared your son gonna go down there and come back and say, daughter, say, daddy, I seen some Negroes down there just as white as we are, blue eyes and blonde hair. And I said, then you got to tell what your great-grandpa did back down in slavery time. I said, you see this black on? I said, every Negro was supposed to have been that color. I say, but your great-grandpa and all of them messed it up during slavery time. They'd make the... And I say, I got it from my great-grandmother. I say, they'd whoop the old man and make him go out there and work, and then he'd get the babies by the colored woman. And I say, you take the pals over here. They're just as white as any white man. And I take the harems, they just as white as any white man. And I say, that show you that the white man did to getting the babies. That all right? And his wife jumped up and slapped her hand and said, tell him about it, Rhoda. Say, because if I'd have told him, he'd have gotten mad. I said, well, he can get mad if he want to. Don't make no difference to me. And I say, but I'm just telling him the truth.
How long y'all lived there? Here in Woodsboro?
Ever since 1917.
1917?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't the Depression doing back then?
Huh?
Wasn't Depression. But y'all wasn't hurting because y'all was farming, though, right?
Yeah, that's right.
It was Depression back then.
Yeah. We was farming. See, when we moved here in 1917, we moved in town. And then we moved out on Mr. Rooks's farm. And we stayed out there until before Eva May was born. And then we moved to Toots's Ranch and farmed out there. And we stayed there until after she was born. And then Papa went to work for Mr. Dick Woods. And then I went down there to cook for the hands. And then after I cooked there so long, then Hares moved. My husband come down there. Then I raised turkeys and chickens and things like that. And during World War II, well, everything was rationed and they couldn't get food like they wanted. And we raised all kind of vegetables and stuff, and I canned them. And Mr. Woods gave me the steers, the butcher, and I butchered and canned up that meat, and he'd ship it to Florida to his daughter, and some to San Antonio for his wife and children. Some over here at Refugio to his mother-in-law. And I did all of that for to help the people out. But now, nobody care about helping me. I better stop talking.